Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Saturday mini pod, the first mini pod of 2024. I'm Samilla from Menswear by a Woman podcast, and today's mini pod is all going to be based on what is going to be very hard not to talk about. It is the autumn and winter 24-25 men's collection. So here we are. I've got 10 minutes and I've got to go through a few collection details that I actually came across, that I found absolutely beautifully done. Some of it was very clever details, colours, silhouettes, the style, all of this I found with some of the designers that I've actually seen. So it's a mixture. It's going to be a mixture of Paris and Milan. And I don't think I can actually split them, because I think by splitting them, it's going to become a bit hard to go about this. And I've mixed them all up, and I want to start off with, well, first of all, I want to start off with Pitti. The first ones would be Todd Snyder. Now, Todd Snyder's show was, I think I liked it very much. I thought it was very wearable. Some of the designs, the colours, it was very stylish at the same time. The knitwear was absolutely beautiful. Now, majority of his collection, you could actually wear them on it on their own as well. So that is something that I really liked. Some of the details were, it was very functional as well, but the details were very clever as well. Simple details, but they looked very functional. And that is something that I always look in menswear. Have a look, tell me what you think. The colours were like from natural to your blues, to your greys, reds. The suit, you know, the tailoring involved in this as well. But the one thing I realised with all the shows, even in Italy, in Milan, or even in Paris, there was a lot of tailoring, which was great. There was a lot of tailoring, but it was very oversized tailoring, so it wasn't your restricted tailoring anymore. And some of the colors were beautiful out there. I must admit, there are some shows that I didn't think really did work very well. I'm not going to even talk about those shows, because it's not nice to talk about things that are, you know, sometimes certain houses go through these things and you'd only wonder if they come back bouncing back from their roots of their label. Anyway, these are some of the brands that I thought were absolutely, to me, I thought, yeah, this really works. SS Daily. Now it's Stephen Stokely Daly's collection that was shown at Pitti. I think it was really, really stunning. It was different and I loved the colours. I just thought it was beautifully done. I mean, we're talking about knitted ponchos with floral motifs, silk shirts with, you know, prints of fish around it, tailoring at its utmost and beautifully tailored. It was all basically about elegant. It was a very elegant show. And I think from coming from Pitti, when you see something like this, it's like a lot of colour, a lot of prints. I really liked it. Have a look at it. It's absolutely one of the most favourite shows, probably. The other favourite one has to be Neil Barrett. Neil Barrett's show is one of my, I don't know, I think for autumn and winter 2024, I think Neil Barrett has done it for me in this whole collection. Now, his collection was about heritage innovation, and it was like traditional menswear, British traditional menswear. And when he's using traditional British Harris tweeds, right, with elbow patches, with amazing tailoring, beautiful colours from camels to your greys, to your browns, to your blues, Absolutely stunning. You know, it was natural colors, neutral colors, sorry, neutral colors with a dash of color. We were fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Have a look. I've only got 10 minutes to talk about all this, and I don't think I will ever be able to. But absolutely stunning. One of the favorite shows. It has to be Neil Barrett. Who else did I think was good also? Actually gonna just call out the names. Valentino, beautiful, elegant, gorgeous. Dior, I just feel like some of it was great, some of it was like, okay, you know, I'm not understanding that. Pronounce. Now Pronounce was absolutely stunning. It was all based on about the Zhengai's butterfly. Now I might not be pronouncing it properly, but the whole idea of how they've actually got the scraps from spring summer collection, the waste of the fabric, they reused it in the autumn and winter, which was very clever of them to do. Sustainability, you know, reusing the fabrics. But if you look at some of the embroidery that they've done on the actual garments, really, really clever. Very clever. It's one of those, when I came across it, I really liked it because of the textile. The texture, the textiles, stunning. Going on to Paris, we're talking about the Paris has got to be Izumiaki. Now, Izumiaki never, ever, ever changes his ways what everybody else is doing out there. That is the reason why everyone loves and is done by Izumiaki. His show was absolutely beautiful. The winter collection, the colors, the prints, the shapes, the silhouettes, unbelievable. There's something about Izumiaki that stands out from the rest. You have to have a look. Dries Van Noten, well, how can we not say Dries Van Noten? His garments are always wearable, but the texture, the color, the silhouettes, the tailoring, you know, it's a different form of tailoring. It's sporty at the same time, it's tailored as it's one of those collections that you wouldn't, well, he's one of those designers that you never get bored of seeing what he's creating. He creates amazingly well, and everything he creates just goes from strength to strength. And I've seen that with Dries Van Noten. Even when I was at the Royal College, I remember, you know, wanting to work with this man because he was just, what he was doing was the embroidery to the texture to the tailoring to the sporty of tailoring. He just got it all. He just knows how to blend it all in. So Botta will be the other one. It's one of the most amazing brands that is out there at the moment. We're talking about with the collection, it was all based on the upcycled scrap fabrics, how they've put that all together. Sporty, very sporty. You've got, if you look at some of the, I mean, Reebok's nylon tracksuits, padded jackets, polo shirts, crew neck jumpers, you know. All of this kind of stuff from the 80s coming into this brand and how they recycled it and upcycled it. Amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. One of my favorite brands at the moment. It has to be them because I love the way they use the color. I love the way they actually redesign, upcycle things as well. Wells Bonner, where Savile Row tailors, Anderson Shepherd. With the elegant tuxedos, with cashmeres. It was a very college, kind of a Howard University college look. Very stunning as well. I think she does it so well. Colors, how she mixes colors, how she mixes tailoring, how she mixes all of this with the college looks. But Wells Bonner, I mean, what she does is quite stunning anyway. So, liked her show. I've also wanted to speak about Fear of God, the American Symphony. What he's done is what I think Louis Vuitton should have done. But Fear of God, American Symphony, if you look at the actual tailoring and how he has, it's absolutely beautiful tailoring. And I'm not just saying that because the way he used the way of the silhouettes, I presume, the silhouettes. The colors, it's something that I would say that even Louis Vuitton had this theme, which was an amazing theme. But I think American Symphony by A Fear of God did it better. So these are my top list that I've actually of designers that I quite liked. Now here we go: Todd Snyder, SS Daily, Valentino, Dior, Prada, pronounced Neil Barrett, MSGM, Darren Kapoor, Dolce Gabbana. Actually, Dolce Gabbana's garments were very slick, very slick, very sophisticated, very elegant, stylish. Dolce Gabbana are very stylish anyway, they've always have been. And these oversized tailored coats, gorgeous. Emmy, Paris, Egon Lab, Botta, Dries Van Norten, Izzy Miyake. Kartik Research is a very new brand. It's from a brand from India. For the first time they showed at Paris. His collection was very stunning, how he used the textures, the embroidery, tailoring. It's on a different level, but it worked very well, very, very well. He's becoming quite well known. Now, this surname always gets me, Sean Sorn. I don't know how to pronounce his surname, but I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. I was quite amazed with the colours he's used and the structure and the silhouettes. One to look out for. And that's it, basically. These are the people that I've come across that I thought... So that's it, guys. These are the most people that I... When I was looking through the shows, that stood out to me. And I must say, the most highlighted show has to be, for me, has to be Dries Van Norten, Izzy Miyake, Neil Barrett. I think their shows really, really stood out to me. And most of all, American Symphony by Fear of God. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. So I think 2024 and 2025 autumn and winter collection is all about very loose tailoring, oversized tailoring, beautiful colors from neutral to your splash of colors, mainly dark colors to your sharp blues. So and some of it I saw yellows as well, lime in there as well. So color is making I think citric colors are making a comeback, and the oversized garments and the oversized of tailoring is big. It's never gone away. Tailoring has never gone away, but also with tailoring, the functionality, the details are very, very important. And that's great to see this. Majority of the clothes that I saw for menswear was very wearable, and you can take them out onto different pieces as well. So it's not a way of that everything has to be together, that if you wear that jacket, you've got to wear that shirt. You can actually put them with anything else, which is very wearable. So overall, I think it was a good show for autumn and winter 2024. Let's see what spring and summer brings in. Next Tuesday, new episode. I'll speak to you then. Thank you.